Welcome to Bible Stories and Wonder for Kids and Families. Hi, this is Laurel.
Hi, this is Bay. Thank you for listening to Bible Stories and Wonder for Kids and Families. We look forward and love to hear feedback from our listeners. See our links on the podcast page.
We have partnered with Buy Me a Coffee. If you would like to donate and help us or like our content, we thank you. Every donation will include a shout out with you and your child's name and location. We are looking forward to adding content with God and wonder in nature soon. We have partnered with Buzzsprout to help create our feed and appreciate all of our listeners. Bible Stories and Wonder for Kids and Families is where we learn about God's stories and God's people. God loves all of us, and God gave us the gift to learn and wonder. Let's get ready for our story by taking a nice deep breath to prepare ourselves. We are so excited to continue telling stories about Jesus and the New Testament. Our past stories of the prophets were from the Old Testament. Our Bible is made up of 66 books. They are separated into two large sections called the Old Testament and the New Testament. They are both exciting and help us wonder about God and God's special people.
The New Testament is full of fun and interesting stories of the love and teaching of Jesus. Please listen to our past stories of the parables. Parables are wonderful gifts given to us from Jesus. We are going to continue telling and learning about how Jesus taught people about God.
Jesus taught us in many different ways. He told stories with parables so that all God's people could begin to show and teach each other their light or their love of God. Jesus also taught us about the kingdom of heaven and the love of God through his connections with people. Let's begin to wonder about Jesus and some of the ways Jesus teaches us.
Remember, our story of Jesus as a child, that story helps us understand about Jesus when he was a child and how he had a family and other people around him who helped him and taught him about God's love. Jesus had a relative named John the Baptist.
Our story about John the Baptist helps us understand how God sent different people to talk about Jesus and how they also shared how people could change their hearts toward God.
We can get ready for our story by thinking of baptism. Have you ever seen people be baptized? What do you see and hear? How is baptism special? Baptism is very, very special. It is welcoming and loving. Your family may have photos of you when you were baptized.
In our last story, we learned about how Jesus learned as a child and how Jesus also had a family who loved him. Jesus also learned from the teachers in the temple. Jesus taught us about learning, asking questions, and sharing what we learn. Jesus followed his parents who were worried about him when he was at the temple during the Passover festival. In today's story, we will listen and wonder about John the Baptist, who was baptizing people in preparation for Jesus' ministry. John was leading people and helping people get ready and helping their hearts get ready for Jesus.
That's a very good point. Let's wonder about where in the Bible we find scripture about John the Baptist. We find this story in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, in Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, and in Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. We can wonder about the place where John was baptizing people. John was baptizing people in the Jordan River. The Jordan River today is between Syria and Lebanon. In the time of John, this was the land of Judea. Remember, in our ancient stories, how we learned about places changing names? It can be confusing, but it helps us wonder more deeply when we can think about where our stories take place. The Jordan River flows south through the Sea of Galilee and continues until it drains into the Dead Sea.
And who are the people in our story? Just before our scripture begins, we heard about Jesus as a child and how Jesus and his family traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. The people in our story include John the Baptist, and our story will conclude when John welcomes Jesus in baptism. John and Jesus are relatives, and we will learn more about their mothers, Elizabeth and Mary, when we tell the stories of Christmas and the birth of Christ.
Let's wonder about when John was teaching people about changing their hearts towards God. In the book of Luke, we read some interesting detail of when this took place. In the 15th year of the rule of Emperor Tiberius. We may not know the exact date, but we can explore history and find out more about that if it is interesting to you.
The prophet Isaiah, who told of the coming of John and Jesus, says this in the book of Isaiah, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight." The story of John baptizing people helps us start wondering and learning about how John taught crowds of people about the love of God and how he prepared the way for the Lord.
John is interesting, and I think that was a good way of explaining it. The Bible describes how he looked and what he ate. Let's wonder about what he looked like, how we envision John, and why does the Bible give us so much detail about what he wore and what foods he ate? Scripture tells us John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist.
We can wonder if this was smooth or rough. I'm really not sure because I've never pet a camel, have you?
No, I have. Well, yes, we have.
Maybe you have. Oh, we did. Yes, we did. Ancient prophets also wore clothes made from camel's hair, and it's kind of smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a horse.
It's very soft.
This detail connects John with ancient prophets who were nomadic and lived without fine materials.
Scripture continues, he ate locusts and wild honey. Now, I would say I agree with the wild honey. We have honey on all kinds of things like bread, maybe in coffee, or on fried chicken. But locusts, I wonder. I don't think I would like those, but I don't know.
So.
Locusts are insects that have seasons of hatching and lifespans. Around our home, we have sometimes 7-year locusts, and sometimes we have 70-year locusts. The ones we see are pretty large, black or brown, about the size of a thumbprint. One of our older dogs 1 year loved searching for locusts. He loved them.
Yes, he ate way too many of them. Okay, so enough about locusts. Let's try thinking about the wild honey. John was in the desert of Judea, and he was announcing and calling to the crowds of people, "Change your hearts and lives." John wanted people to ask for forgiveness for their sins and change their hearts to the Lord.
Why do you think he was calling for people to change their hearts and lives?
I don't know. At that time in history, many people were following different beliefs, and a lot of people were doing bad things and making poor choices, similar to some of our ancient stories that we have told.
Mm-hmm.
And John was teaching people that Jesus was coming to give people a path to the Lord. Baptism is part of the path of forgiveness of sins through cleansing, commitment to the Lord, and repentance, which is acknowledging our sin and asking for forgiveness.
People from Jerusalem, from all throughout Judea, and all around the Jordan River came to be baptized by John. Many different people came from different backgrounds. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to be baptized.
So it sounds like different people were able to be baptized.
Everybody.
He announced to the people in the crowds, "One stronger than I am is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the straps of his sandals."
So he thinks maybe that whoever's coming, which we'll find out soon,
is more important
than him, and he can't
even take his sandals off.
Yeah. John continued and said, "I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
The Bible tells us that many people followed John and truly desired to change their lives and were baptized. We can wonder, who was John talking about when he said, "One stronger than I, who is coming after me?" I wonder who that person is.
John was talking about Jesus. Jesus is coming after John to baptize people with the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus is the Holy Spirit in human form because the Holy Spirit is God, and Jesus is God in human form.
We can wonder about that. That's a lot to wonder about, isn't it?
Yep.
What did the word baptism mean to the people, too?
I don't know.
The word baptism in Greek is baptizo, and the definition means cleansing by water. So John was cleansing people with water, but Jesus would cleanse people with the Holy Spirit. Today in many churches, when people are baptized, it is a special time when families and those who are baptized begin to know God. Some people are baptized as babies, and their family members believe in God, and they promise to raise their child to love God. Some people are baptized when they are older, and they decide to know and love God.
We can relate the greatest commandment to how John asked people to change their hearts or be forgiven. Because Jesus taught us about loving our neighbor when he told us the greatest commandment is, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
John the Baptist is the first part of our stories of baptism. Jesus baptizing with the Holy Spirit is part two. Jesus gives us many gifts to learn and wonder about God in our lives. Remember the story of baptism and how special it is to be close to God. Baptism brings people close to God so we can know Him in many, many ways. Baptism is a cleansing for us and guides us and our families closer to God.
I love looking at my baptism photos and special gifts given from baptism. These remind me that I am close to God, and they sometimes do remind me to pray or to think about God in my everyday life.
And maybe it helps to remind you that people are praying for you as well. So
baptism is a special thing to remember. We can look at photos, special things from baptism, and know how much our families love us and want us to continue learning and wondering about God and all the things Jesus teaches us.
Continue wondering and listening to Bible stories and wonder for kids and families. We look forward to our next stories, and our next story will be with Jesus in baptism.
Thank you for listening to Bible Stories and Wonder for Kids and Families. We look forward to feedback from our listeners. See our links on the podcast page. We appreciate and thank all listeners. See you next time.